Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Karen McCall back on the show. She's one of our great Brain Trust members, and she helps a lot of folks with their financial planning and management, especially personal. She's the founder of Financial Recovery Institute. She's the author of Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. And folks, she's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, charged it, and had to make payments on it. She knows what she's talking about when she talks about getting yourself in trouble and getting yourself out. Karen, you've done it, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and it certainly hasn't been a straight road, Jim, but yes, what a difference.
We're glad you're back. Thanks for hanging out with us. One of the things,
glad to be here.
One of the things I know you want to talk about is how to develop a personal income and spending plan. Talk to us about that. Is that another way of saying a budget?
Well, you know, I don't like to use the word budget, Jim, because what it conjures up for most people...
It sounds like homework, doesn't it?
Well, it feels like debt and deprivation. I mean, you know, and nobody likes that feeling. So the reason I call it a spending plan... Oh, and the other thing is most people do rear-view mirror accounting where they don't plan. They just kind of hold their breath. They go through the month. They hope that it's going to work out. What that does is it results in a lot of ambivalent spending. Oh, my gosh, is this okay? So they're just constantly struggling. And the advantage of having a plan moving forward is you make those decisions at the beginning of the month. When you see your plan works, then it just eliminates all of that. You go, okay, this is in my plan. And it, to know where you're going to end the month ahead of time, where people are connecting the consequences to their behaviors, it's magical in terms of how it changes people.
Gives them control that they didn't know that they could have, or how good it was going to make them feel, doesn't it?
Yes, the control and the structure for one thing, and that's very empowering for people. When people leave my office and they're armed with a plan that will work, and they know that if they stick to that plan, it's going to be a big difference. And the other thing about budgeting is quite often people do a budget and that's it. They think it's, you know, one size fits all and it's the same every single month. Every month is different. And certainly there are going to be things that roll over that are the same. However, looking at all of the categories of your spending and thinking about what your needs are that particular month, again, it just builds that awareness, and it's so empowering for people.
Right.
And then that becomes the foundation for, you know, saving for those non-monthly expenses so that when they come up, people have money for it. So planning is just absolutely the key. Now, when you have the plan, then you have to stick to it, you know, and as things change, make adjustments. Again, it's just, people develop a tool for managing their day-to-day finances that they've never had before.
Do you recommend, and folks, we're talking about, right now we're talking about the why to, not so much the how to. We'll talk about the how to in a little bit, maybe in the next segment, but now we're talking about the why to. But have you ever, you know, I use a financial spreadsheet, an electronic spreadsheet, to manage cash flow in my business. And I do a 12 and 24 month schedule, so I know when my money's coming in. I know when I know how it's going out. I know when the peaks and the valleys are, and I know 6 months, maybe a year in advance when any month that I may need some extra cash.
Well, and you know that when people don't spend, when they don't plan. The statistics show that the credit card comes out about the third week of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then people who are just stuck in the debt cycle, they're going to stay there because they're not planning.
Right.
And so the only way for people to break the debt cycle is that they really have to save their way out of debt. And we can talk about that when we get to the why too. And when things come up that people don't expect, that, again, is a time that they pull out their credit cards. And statistics show that people, even people who pay off their credit cards each month, there's this disconnect between, oh, I'm buying something and I don't have to pay for it now. And people pay about 30% more. You know, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And folks, if you could see your whole plan in front of you on this spreadsheet, this 12-month spreadsheet, even if you stuck things in there, like an extravagance, you said, okay, in August I'm going to go on a trip. What if you stick that in there, you can see what it's doing to your cash, and you can either eliminate it or plan for it. 20 till, right back with Karen McCall. We're going to talk some more about your financial plan. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.